Hello and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We are your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are recapping season 7, episode 7. It's a lucky up. And it's of Pretty Little Liars. And it's called The Original Gangsters. Is that right?
You have to say it like gangsters? Drama. That's in the
The Original Gangsters?
That's Drama's name for him and Chuck.
Oh, you're looking for me? I mean, you're looking for us, the Original Gangsters? That's what we're recapping today.
Guys, it's a fucking hilarious episode in my brain. I don't think it was actually laugh out loud funny, but like, I couldn't have written Arya's story better.
No.
For this episode.
I mean, from the get-go, she gives us what we what we frankly expect. And we'll get into that. I've got the recap. I'm not prepared for that recap, but here's what we've got, okay? I'm just going to go down the line. So Arya and Z are engaged. They are engaged to be married, okay? And yes, Phoebe asked me before I made the episode if I would make a Pinterest board of like what I imagine Arya's wedding to be, and I did, and it really is just Marnie's wedding from Girls, so if you've seen that, it's also what I thought I wanted my wedding to be in 2017. Like, it's not an ugly wedding.
The makeup needs to weigh it down. Marnie's makeup in that is truly laugh out loud funny. When we realize how she looks.
It's so funny.
It's just like Selena Gomez.
Oh my God. See, Phoebe's quoting it, and like I watched this like months ago, so the quotes aren't really like sticking in my brain the same way, but I trust that these are quotes from that episode of Girls.
At least one of them is. I'm pretty sure Selena Gomez is mentioned. I don't think I made that
up. I don't know if I made it up or not, but at least one of these is definitely.
If I did, guys, how was the joke?
Odds are, at least one of these is probably in that show.
And if not, then like maybe I'm the voice of my generation.
I know you.
If you guys thought that something I said could have been said by Lena Dunham or written by her,
then that's problematic and frightening, huh?
Okay.
So Arya and Z are engaged to be married. That's really all you need to know about that. Hannah broke off her engagement to Jordan, which we know, and she told Spencer, and they sort of had like a little moment about it. And so Spencer and Caleb did officially break things off last episode. So I'm thrilled about that. I'm like, Caleb, go get your woman. Let's just move on from this and pretend it never happened. Okay. Noel Kahn is back, and he's back to party with his girlies, Jenna and Shower. Unfortunately, the second Noel showed up for the party, Shower exited the party. And by exited the party, I mean exited planet Earth because she died. She died doing what she loved, taking a shower. So we found her in there. D-E-A-D. But apparently Jenna's not the one we need to be scared of. And Shower did let Emily know that. So thank you for that. Now be on your way. And Jenna's back in town, obviously. Emily is a bartender at the Radley now. And she is really struggling to make that piss go sour. But she's going to figure it out. And she's also like seeing the new girl, Sabrina, but we haven't really seen her in a minute. And that's kind of it for her. And then I don't know. Allison. Oh, yeah. Allison. Remember her? She's out of Welby. She's living in the De Laurentiis dungeon with her crazy, scary aunt, Mary Drake. And I believe Allie is developing some more Stockholm syndrome. I say some more because this is typical of Allie. If you watch the show, you know that she is. She is one to slip and fall and have Stockholm syndrome. So she's got it again. And her husband turned out to be some evil freak. And Hannah killed him, rightfully so. She said floor it, killed him through the windshield. But now it's like, where'd he go? Because they know where he went. They buried his body. And maggots are eating it. But the police are like, where'd he go? Because someone else is getting involved here and trying to like leave little breadcrumbs like Hansel and Gretel to the wrong places. And the girls are like biting their nails over this. And I forgot to say, the main guy on the case, his name's Detective Fury. We nicknamed him Detective Floozy because he's a floozy, because he had kind of a one-night stand with Spencer Hastings while she was like kind of in a relationship. But again, what else is new? And so he's heading this case. And I think that's like really it. That's it.
I think you really covered all your bases.
I always do. So we begin and we're at the Radley.
And it's brunch.
And we're with all the girls. It is brunch. And Spencer, this is like, Spencer's giving all the girls a gift. And this is like the last thing I would ever expect to receive from Spencer Hastings. I'm like, where's the Cartier love ring? That's what I want, Spencer, from you. I don't want this like tarnished necklaces. She hands out these like gold name necklaces. No, she doesn't. Hands out these gold name necklaces that look like they are like tarnished, like found in the bottom of the ocean or a pool.
Well, that's why I'm saying Arya would like it. That seems up her alley.
Yeah, but we see how Arya reacts. And Arya's like, and Spencer hands them out and she goes, well, it's not as nice as that rock on your finger. And Arya gives a look to Spencer like, how dare you talk about my jewels? Like, she is like, shut the fuck up. Keep my jewels. Keep the rock on my finger out of your mouth. I know I'm the only one here who has a rock on their finger. I know. And you guys are all probably like, oh my God, how do we get
it's to like weighing me down. You guys can finally sleep well knowing that I'm not going to blow away.
Yeah, I'm not going to blow away because I've got a rock on my finger. But Spencer, I'm going to get mugged. If you keep bringing it up and letting everyone know I got a rock, I'm going to get mugged. So maybe you could stop. Like, I don't know what the look is that she gives Spencer, but she gives her a look that's like, how dare you? Did you notice it?
Hey, little focus.
A little focus, yeah.
We do a cheers to Arya, and Hannah's like, I better be a bridesmaid. And at first, I'm like, imagine Arya's like, like she doesn't, she does that.
Imagine
like, laugh
at first Arya's like,
oh
my God, wouldn't that be so fun? Yeah, we'll see. I haven't really decided yet. Like, we probably do something really small. Like, if she's like reacted like that or something, or if she was like, oh my God, Hannah, that's so sweet. I love that you want to be a part of my special day. Like, some kind of response like that. And instead, she goes, are you kidding? You guys are all going to be up there with me. And as soon as she says it out loud, the thought leaves her head and she forgets about it forevermore.
You can't believe her as far as you can throw her, as Caroline would say.
You can't trust this bitch. You just can't.
Then it's like,
the receipt comes.
Yes, and it's kind of silent. And Allie makes that face that I described last week where she like closes her mouth and she like puts her eyes up in one direction. Literally.
I'm going to practice it. As Phoebe dictates what my face needs to do, I am recreating the look.
Oh, perfect. And Arya goes, Allie, what's up? And we see on the receipt, it says, roses are red, violets are blue. You killed Elliot. I could have killed you.
Wow. Wow.
And if you'll remember, I don't know if we touched this in the recap, but Allie was thrown into a mirror last
night. Oh, I definitely didn't say it. Nope. I did not include that. Allie was chucked into a mirror. And she's not going to let you forget it because she's got three little pieces of tape on her face, of course.
I know. She's not going to let Arya, like, get one over on her with the fucking bandages I'm sure she's still wearing.
And she's like, Arya, you might have a rock, but I've got three little pieces of tape on my head. So who really is getting the most attention here? So then the police walk in and the girls are like, okay, the jig is up. The girls are like, they're here for us for sure. And the police walk in and actually are not there for them. They go straight to the elevator. And I kind of love this next moment because Emily is like, I'll go figure this out. And I'm like, Hannah's mom does like own this building. But I like that Emily works here now. So like she's got the inside.
It's her it's her territory.
It's sort of like in Vanderpump Villa. Like Hannah's mom is Lisa Vanderpump, but Emily works in the staff. So she's like, okay, well, Lisa doesn't know like what's really happening here. So I'm gonna go ask, you know, the staff.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Emily goes up and it looks like she honestly just asks guests. She doesn't even ask people who like look like they work there. And they're
and
like,
all the
like,
girls
happened?
Are standing there like arms crossed, hands on their hips, like we're waiting for an answer. And it's like Emily's clearly they might as well all go ask because Emily's going to ask and then she's going to turn around and be like, OK, so and everyone's going to hear that whole thing. So like these girls just have not figured out how to be discreet yet.
That's their whole thing.
That's their whole thing.
We find out, guys, Sarah Harvey's dead, which we knew, but they didn't.
And we're like, wait, guys, this is old news. Wait, guys.
My God.
This is what you're freaking out about? Okay, no, we've known this for like a week. Jenna sobbing. Emily disgusted. And we overhear people talking about it, and they go, yeah, they just think like she slept in the shower and hit her head. They don't suspect any foul play. And I'm like, literally, the jokes write themselves.
She was like, She was also like so fucking bloody. Like I feel like you
was
might
she?
If you slip and fall, yeah, there was like blood on her head. So like when I don't think if you fell in the shower, your head would like crack open like that. It might it kill might. You if you hit your head, but
what
I don't know if
you smack your head off the faucet.
But she was facing the other direction.
You don't and really she's know where the faucet was, Phoebe.
Yes, we could see the flow of water.
No, you couldn't.
We didn't
get a complete aerial shot of Shower's naked body laying on the shower. We literally just saw like her head. We just saw her face leaning like that.
Guys, you tell me what you think.
We don't know that someone didn't position her that way. Because
well, that's
like,
what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying it's stupid that they're saying there's not foul play.
I don't know.
This doesn't seem realistic to me.
And then they see her hand and they're like, okay, we don't know what kind of shit this girl was into. Like, we're just going to say she slipped and fell. Done with this one. That's like yeah, literally what happened.
Like, we don't really want to deal with all
whatever
that.
This is. Yeah. So a stretcher comes down with the body, with Sarah's body. And I'm like, can we be a little careful here? Can we be a little bit more
literally.
Careful? Hey, you guys. Hey, body guys. Can we be a little bit more careful? Because they like hit a bomb.
If you're wheeling my body out and I'm covered and part of my body becomes exposed, God, for who knows
we're
what it
would
be. We're
going to have a problem. I know I'm dead, but let me tell you, my sister, God help the mystery that comes between me and my sister. Phoebe Connell knows that I didn't want this to happen, and she's going to make you pay, okay? If she sees any part of my body become exposed when it's under a sheet or in a body bag, she's going to say, pack it up. We got a whole new crime on our hands now.
Caroline is going to be such a rambunctious spirit.
Dead body. I know.
When you're a ghost, you're going to be, like, so mischievous.
I'm going to do all kinds of stuff because I couldn't do them when I was alive.
Exactly.
And I wanted to. And I wanted to bad. So, you know, I'm not excited for it. I'd prefer to be in the land of the living for as long as I can. Mm-hmm. But then, like.
But, like, when the time comes, it's like.
Okay. Okay, I'll fuck around in the afterlife, whatever.
You gotta make some lemonade out of these lemons, you
that's
know?
What I'm
that's
saying.
What they say about death.
And that's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying. So, Sarah's hand falls out. We didn't even say it. They, like, hit a bump in the ground or something on the wheels.
Hey,
and
also?
Sarah's hand just flops out, and everyone sees it. And Allie makes a face like she's throwing up in her mouth.
This is another thing that, like, if I'm dead and the coroners are taking me out and a part of my body falls from under the sheet and everybody can see it and basically an entire hotel lobby of, like, 100 people jump in the air and gasp when they see a body part of mine.
And one girl projectile vomits.
I'm haunting all of you guys. I'm haunting everyone.
Allie
you
literally
guys are never
like,
going to know a day of peace.
Like, Allie.
Like, Allie. You did that.
It was
to
like
her.
Show some respect. Okay, Allie. Like, I know we don't love Shower, but like this is not the place. Everyone can see you. Everyone can see
you. And
the
also
way
she may have helped us
this.
Out. Because Emily tells them about the laptop and everything, and Spencer kills me because she immediately goes, okay, we need to steal it.
She goes, we need to steal the Declaration of Independence. Same amount of like intensity as Nick Cage saying that line in National
yes,
Treasure.
Yes, exactly.
It's her saying, we need to steal Jenna's laptop. And then we go to Emily and Pam on a run, something we've literally never seen before.
And this is where I'm like, we're getting a glimpse into Emily's personality that we're not normally subjected to. And I'm like,
we're
oh,
getting
wait.
A glimpse into Emily's personality and we're not normally subjected to it. Is that what you mean to say? We normally don't get anything about what she's like. Yeah.
No, I mean, but this is like this is a part of her personality that any part of her personality that we do know about. Doesn't necessarily clue us into this aspect of who she is because of the way she's talking. She's like, we really should be running at intervals, work the metabolism and something else. Don't remember the heart rate, whatever the hell. And it's like, I just know that in 2025, Emily Fields is like eating 200 grams of protein a day.
Oh,
and
my
won't
God.
Shut up about her, like her cortisol.
And she's probably... She's making sleepy girl cocktails. She's posting all of it on TikTok. And I'm watching. She's like, because she's like not annoying about it. But then it's like, wait a minute. This is by nature annoying.
This is
actually couldn't not be annoying if you tried. So they're on this run, whatever. Emily wants to be doing it differently. Pam doesn't. And then Emily's like, please, can we do something for your birthday? And Pam doesn't want to do anything for her birthday. And so finally she agrees to let Emily like take her out for dinner at the Radley. After Emily's shift. So she's like. I don't know. It just feels less like a...
We go to the brew, and Spencer is watching Jenna and Toby, like, wrap up a conversation.
Can I
and
say something?
Yeah.
Spencer's, like, in her Hermione era. What's with the hair?
Yeah.
It's giving Hermione
looked very frizzy this episode.
Yeah.
And like early Hermione.
Well, yeah, when it's got like, it's like the way that She Who Shall Not Be Named described Hermione's hair in the books being like,
yeah,
fully like, yeah, that's what it looks like. With the bangs too being straight, it's really intense. And you know, Spencer loves that.
It's really, really intense. Abrasive, even, one might say.
Abrasive. Oh.
Because she goes to talk to Toby, and Spencer's like, she told us she was here for your engagement dinner. And Toby's like, you think I would invite her to my engagement dinner? And she is like, okay, well, then why the hell is she here? And Toby says,
Spencer's like, I was kind of hoping you were going to say, what engagement dinner? But
because now I'm single, did you hear?
Yeah, I'm single. I'm single now. Me and C, we're over. Anyway. Wait,
whoever that person on Reddit is that referred to Ezra as Z.
Yeah.
Is my hero. That is so,
so
fucking funny.
Well, the Pretty Little Podcast calls him Z, so I just call him Z. I was like, yes, correct. Thank you. And by the way, if you talk about me on Reddit, I'll find it.
Caroline is giving Aria in the Megan Albatrez skit where Aria goes, I was Googling myself the other day, and then Hannah, me talking about this like this is a real scene in the show. Megan has Hannah
might
go,
well,
see what I mean? See what I mean? And Aria's like, I was Googling myself to see if we're connected to the murder. We're still suspects. And Allie's murder, you guys. So fucking funny.
I feel like, and Megan, you can tell us if this is not true, but I'm like, I feel like now part of the lore that Megan has created for her versions of these characters and all her sketches also like brings in a lot of the things that, like, I feel like, and vice versa. Like, we are creating this world together. And it's
especially
just
the Hannah saying, when Spencer's like, where's Aria? Didn't call her.
That's so funny. Okay.
So good. So,
can I?
Toby's like, that's what I always loved about you.
No. This is, I need to say something about this.
Okay,
if you're engaged, you don't need to be telling your ex,
it's weird.
That's something I always loved about you.
That's a good point.
Okay. No thanks. Like, Toby.
Especially paired
with
what he says later.
Nice guy Kavanaugh. I don't think so. I know. So yeah, he's like, it's one of the things I always loved about you, your tenacity. And she's like, you mean my abrasiveness? And it's giving 10 things I hate about you. When Allison Janney's like, yeah, the students have described you as somewhat tempestuous. Kat goes, tempestuous? And she goes, heinous bitch is the term used most often. And it's like, yeah.
I love the way that scene is done because you can tell that Allison Janney, like, her character would have maybe tried to use a nicer word, but then she's just so fed up with Kat.
Heinous bitch is the term.
Like, she's like, actually, no.
Yeah. Like, whatever. I'm like, this. She's like, no. You're a fucking
bitch. It's a compliment
to
some people, I suppose. Kat would have liked to be called that. I don't know who else would. Anyway. We find out that Jenna was back in Rosewood kind of looking for forgiveness. And then we get this flashback. And I'm like, okay. The writers never wanted to give Jenna any sort of redemption arc. And thank God. Because she's still a fucking
creep.
They
literally never. They were like, and we're not letting her off the hook for this. Which is hilarious because they're letting everyone else off the hook for anything else. But not Jenna. Which I'm like, don't let her off the hook. But it's so funny. They're watching fireworks. Because I forgot. I think that if you cannot see, you can still, like, the light changes and you can kind of still see fireworks.
I think it depends on what kind of blindness you have. For her, because she was blinded, I think you're right. I think she can probably.
Yeah.
And also using your ear, your senses become so, all your other senses become so much more heightened that maybe she's learned the details of what the different ones sound like, which is really interesting, actually.
But I do feel like I remember hearing somewhere that, like, you can, like, see the light. It's really like when you close your eyes, you know. But I guess, if you've lost your sight. Anyway, Jenna's like, I'm afraid because there were all these things that I could, like, see in my mind because I remember what they looked like, and now I can't see them anymore, and one of them is your face.
Are you someone who can see, because you know how, okay, you know how there's that idea that some people don't have an inner monologue? Me and Caroline don't struggle with that. We both
do not struggle with that one bit.
Monologue. Actually, wish she would be quiet. Wish she would lock it up.
Yeah, and some of us, you know, there might be multiple voices. Wish they would be quiet.
But there's those people who also can't picture. They can't picture things in their brain. Can you picture
not
things
a
in
problem
your brain?
I have. Of course, can you?
Right, you have photographic memory. Yeah, I can. Yes. But then when that I think about it too hard and I'm like, wait, but it's not that I see it, but I see it and then it like actually hurts my head to think about.
Really? Because for a second there I was like, because then if you can do that, why doesn't everyone have a photographic memory, Loki?
Well, because it's the memory part of it. You know what I mean?
I guess.
It's like you can
look at like.
That's
the only way
like
I could like memorize like study guides and scripts and shit. So like look at it and read it out loud and then I can literally like see where it is on the page like in
I can do that like but I wouldn't be able to know the words you know
yeah
that's just me and that's just me being me
guess so
so Toby is having a sweet moment he's like okay you can't see me anymore whatever and he is like okay he
you
takes
work
her
out
hands.
This Tobes
yeah he, a nice guy sweet. Kavanaugh
yeah he and you know what they say you either die a hero or you live long you enough live, to see yourself right. become the villain
I so. Thought you were gonna say nice guys finish last but that works too Toby takes Jenna's hands and puts them on his face so she can like feel his features and Jenna misreads the situation drastically
Jenna you're
and
like,
I don't
and you know
believe
what I
you didn't know
myself?
Better
No. You know what I was thinking to myself as I was watching this? I was like, in the beginning of it, I was like, aw, like, this really feels like a nice sibling platonic moment for them. Like, yeah. I didn't sense any tension, like, any of that, which, like, typically it's like, I just was like, this is a scene where they very much feel like brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And then she fucking goes and does that. So I'm like, there was no, like, misinterpreting. Like, I was watching it, and I was looking for that, and I didn't find it. So I just feel
right.
like
you're
Jenna,
just a freak.
You just, like, are a freak. Yeah.
We go to the brew, like, present tense now.
He gets a call that units are going towards Toby's address, police units.
Right. Yes.
So she has to go. I do think she said, yeah, we're not. Me and Caleb aren't together. So we're at the dealer in his dungeon. We're in Allie's room. We're in the Tortured Poets Department set. And Allie and Mary Drake are painting over the vandalism in Allie's room from last episode. The red writing on the wall, classic PLL. And they hear a door close. And like,
terrifying.
I'm just sorry. And there's so much
you have to
sneaking
doorbell.
Up in this episode. There's so much sneaking up. And I know sometimes people are trying to sneak up, but like, Caleb, I have notes for you. Jason, I have notes for you. There are probably other people I have notes for. Stop with the sneaking.
Yeah, Caleb, what were you thinking?
What was that? Why wouldn't you say, hey, it's me? We'll get there. But we go downstairs. It's Jason with long ass hair.
Yes, with Jesus hair vibes. And we have such a 2017.
Like a prettier Jesus.
2017 quintessential line here. Because oh, yeah. Allie goes, you're just missing a flannel and Warby Parker's and you'll be a regular hipster.
Again, a brand name drop. Season 7, they're like, funding's low. Funding's
that
low.
That really We're will just like send you back in time hearing the name. There's a Warby Parker right behind my house, actually.
There's a Warby Parker in the South Hills Village Mall.
It's like crazy.
It doesn't send me that far back in time, but I do remember the first time I heard about it. It was from Addie Spearman, at the time Addie Green. And she was like, needed glasses. And she ordered like all these fun pairs. And it was so much fun. She had like five different pairs. And she like wore a different one every day. It was so neat.
I wanted glasses so badly when Warby Parker became popular. Because all like the guys confession, I was a YouTube kid. I loved watching YouTube.
Oh, did they not know this already?
I don't know if they did. But like I loved like Tyler Oakley.
Yes. She loved them. She was like. I thought it was the weirdest shit ever. I was like, what do you mean you're like fan of a YouTuber? Like, I just was like, what? Like, I was like, you mean a beauty YouTuber? What else is there to talk about on YouTube? Like, I literally was like, what else do people use this for? When I realized that it was like a boy, I was like, what could you possibly get out of that? Out of a boy talking
I love YouTube. There was this thing on YouTube called O2L, Our Second Life. And it was these six, I think there were six of them, but each boy had a day of the week. And they would have to upload. There'd be a theme for the week. And they'd, like, do a video. They all live together in L.A. And they would do a
Hype
video.
House vibes.
It was, like, but it, like, really set the scene for, like,
yeah.
TikTokers. But anyway, yeah. at this time when I was in middle school, Warby Parker started doing ads for like all, so like YouTubers would like, the ad break would be them going through their like hipster glasses, and I was like, I want those.
Oh my god,
badly.
You're like,
but I don't need them.
You're like staring into the sun. Like, please,
please.
No, I know.
Warby Parkers.
Please, I want Warby Parkers in a flannel.
I want to be a regular hipster.
I want to be just like Jason D. I've always wanted glasses because I always just thought, because I'm a makeup girl. So I always was like, oh, it's so, I love, like, I just love the vibe of like, I'm not putting makeup on, but I'm putting my glasses on. It's like, everyone just knows.
I think
that,
it's
like,
such
a kind of
fun
like a lazy
look
day.
When people who like normally wear contacts wear their glasses. I'm like, ooh, fun.
I know. Switch and like, they're like, Anthony will try on a different pair of glasses. I'm like, oh, like, I like, I don't know. I just, I like,
I'm jealous that they have that option.
I know. And like, it's a good thing. Listen, I'll say it. It's a good thing that I don't need, knock on wood. I mean, obviously it's a good thing that you don't need glasses. I'm sure the people who have glasses who are listening are like, fuck you guys. But I would be so intolerable with the number of glasses. Like, I would buy so many different pairs of glasses, lose them immediately, but I would.
For sure.
And they would be extra. Like, I would, because I wouldn't be like, I can just have one pair. Like, I'd be like, I need like a leopard print one, and I like a cow print one. I need like a sparkly red one. Like, I need one for like every single thing.
Yeah.
And it would get annoying to people. Anthony, I mean.
It would get annoying to
where
people.
Where would I put them? Where would I put them?
In your dressing room.
In my dressing room. Which, by the way, I really just like, it's so, sorry, Sofia Coppola in here. It just is. It just so is. It's so girlhood in here. And I love it. Like, I love being in here. I walk in here and I'm like, I'm just a girl. I'm just a fucking girl. I've got my craft corner over there. Everything's like pink and girly. I've got all my little doodads and my knickknacks. I've got all my beauty things everywhere. I mean, it's just like a girl's dream in here.
Good
so
stuff.
Whenever I move out of this place, I'm keeping the room. Keeping the room. I'm coming back and using it whenever I want. Recording the podcast
so
in here. I'm like, Jason, there's a new tenant, but I'm like, I actually record the podcast in here, so I'll just be in and out once a week.
I'll pay a fee.
No, I won't. I designed the room. I designed the room.
So Jason, we see Mary Drake like peeking around the corner like a little kid about to tell their parents that they threw up or something. And Jason's like, oh, you must be Mary. And at first it's like he's going to be friendly and like shake her hand. And
no.
Then he goes, this is a court order saying that I'm Allie's supervisor, guardian, whatever the hell.
Caretaker.
She's an adult, so I don't know if it's a supervisor.
I had a moment too where I was writing it. I was like, wait, what the fuck? What is he? Like, it's not like a legal guardian. Yeah, it's caretaker. Yeah. And Mary can get the hell off my property. I didn't think he was going to be nice from the get-go just because, like, I know Jace. So I was like, oh,
okay,
he's going to give her a piece of his mind. So Allie's, like, so happy, though. But then they have a sibling spat. And she's like, you haven't been here in a long fucking time, Jason.
Another nod to the era. A Voss water bottle.
Oh, my God. Throwback. What is the obsession with water bottles that are, like, a little bit different?
Yeah, why did we do that?
We still have them. Now, we still do it. I still fall victim to it all the time.
You will buy a Voss water bottle still?
No, but, like, there are so many kinds of waters now. Like, I'll buy, if I want to really try it, like, I love water that comes in, like, a steel or, like, metal. Oh, my God, because it's so cold. Or I love, and I do have a complaint for Aria. Aria, I watched you take a plastic water bottle out of the fridge later in this episode, and I remember. And I'm also you're going to take a plane to Italy? You're going to take a plane to Italy? Think of the carbon emissions. Okay, anyway. We'll get to that. So
Caroline is
she's
pissed.
Like, Allie's like, please, Jason, can you please give Mary a chance? She's our aunt. Don't you want to get to know her? And again, I'm like, Stockholm syndrome, girl. You got to get this under control. You fall victim to this over and over.
She's so desperate for family. Like, so desperate for it.
I know.
It's really
sad.
But it's like, and I under, she's like, Jason, you haven't been here. Like, you, I've been alone this whole time, basically.
But I do have one, like, thing where I'm like, she says, I have nobody, which I understand you don't have a family.
Spencer
However,
literally said you guys are each other's chosen family this morning.
You have
a necklace
four
to
girls whose entire lives essentially revolve around you. So, like, Are you alone? Do you have nobody? I don't know if that's true. You have one girl who at the snap of your finger would have her tongue down your throat, a ring on your finger, and like do what give you all her money, move into your house. And she's like been ready to do that. So what do you mean you have nobody? I'm so glad Emily Fields didn't hear that. We see to an open window. Emily Fields is outside. She's holding like a vase of flowers, drops it, glass shatter. She's like, I have to go.
Go. And we go to the hospital. Yvonne is in the hospital. Spencer's in the I'm like, Spencer, you don't need to be here.
Hey, Spencer, get out. And can I also say something? Two things. Number one, we don't get enough about why Yvonne is in the fucking hospital. Like, I understand like, what happened.
She's fully like up and moving in a second.
It's touched on for 1 second. She was someone broke into their Airstream and like beat the shit out of her. And she's out in the hospital. Her fiance is a cop. And like, they don't spend enough time on that.
I agree.
They're like, she'll be fine. But anyway, Spencer, also, you don't need to be here. And if I'm Yvonne, I'm like, suddenly I feel so much worse.
Really? You want to... I mean, you literally got me sick.
Oh, it is contagious. You know how I know? Because Anthony got it.
Which is the worst when a man is sick.
I have to whisper. He's going to be so mad. But we're downstairs and I'm watching this episode and like we're both like coughing, whatever. And then he goes, I'm so sorry about this cough. I was like, I have a cough too. Like, you don't have to. He's like, I'm so sorry about my cough. You must be so annoyed by my cough. And I'm like, the cough I've had for an entire week at this point.
At least he's an altruistic sick person, whereas dad is like, he is like, nobody in the house could be sick for like for like months at a time, and then he gets sick and he's like, I can't believe you guys got me sick. I don't leave the house, so it had to be one of you guys.
Like, don't we know it. Well, I also was shocked because his lasted so much shorter. Like yesterday he woke up, I was like, I'm feeling a lot better, and I was like, wow,
same.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Spencer's on the phone with Hannah in the hospital, and Hannah says,
"Also, pretty sure we're not supposed to be on phones.
I found / stole my mom's key card. We need to use it fast." And Spencer, this is your cue to say, "Hey, Toby, I hope everything gets better. I gotta head out." Instead, she says on the phone to Hannah, "I promised Toby I would stay."
Okay, why? Also, did Toby ask you to stay, or did you just unprompted promise him that you would? Because he might be fine with you not being here. And then the other thing is, Spencer, if this were you, if the tables were turned and Spencer was calling Hannah, like, Hannah, we need to do this now. And Spencer was like, I'm sorry, I promise. Could you imagine?
No. Wouldn't work. We go to Z's loft and burlap and mason jars, as we could have predicted.
Except for that's really not what I had on my Pinterest board.
It was kind of the vibe, though. This was a little more DIY than anticipated with, like, the burlap with, like, the white paint on it, you know?
I actually felt like this was even more, like, I don't know. Like, I felt like it was, like, not her. I felt, like, light and airy and, like the white flower. Like, I'm like, she's not having white flowers. Sorry. I just don't believe
she's doing eccentric colors for sure.
She's doing lots of colors. Like, she's frankly, she's doing some of the shit I did. Sorry. Like, she just is. But
Ezra and Arya are like, ugh, lots to think about. Arya is like, not.
Why?
Arya's like already getting cold feet, it feels like.
No, Z is. I feel like Z is pissing me off.
No, because
like, you're
Z,
the one
Z...
who was like desperate to be engaged. Like, what is this?
Yes, but Z is like, not us being like, but Z, he's not getting cold feet though in the way that I mean Arya is. Arya seems so overwhelmed by the idea of like not only the pomp and circumstance, but I think also getting married. Whereas Z is like, we don't need to do all this. Let's just elope. And that freaks Arya out.
I read this so differently than you. Like, I read this so completely differently.
And that's why it's art. And that's why it's art.
So here's how I read it, you guys. I read
it. Which, by the way, Caroline is going to say, like, it is the only way to read the scene.
Well, because this is the way to read it. But anyway, Arya is like, okay, so we've got all these decisions. Like, they're, like, fully working with a wedding planner. Like, they've, like, got all the shit out.
It's been 24 hours.
Ezra is sitting there, cold sweat dripping down his face, legs shaking, silent. Did you not see that? Did you not see that? Because
no,
she's
I
not.
Did, but
he is. Did you do a body swap here? That's actually Arya and Ezra, not Ezra and Arya. Anyway,
no.
So he's like fully freaking out, and Arya looks at him and she's like, you know, we don't have to like, she's trying to like help him because he's freaking the fuck out. So she's like, we don't even have to like do all this stuff. We don't have to use all these decorations. Like, she's saying that because he's freaking out. And then he is like, what if we just eloped?
Which is why I don't think he's getting cold feet. And what I'm saying is Arya seems like...
Yeah, I never used the word cold feet. You used it like 50 times.
I know. And then you said, I think Ezra is.
Well, that's not the right word that I would have used. I just was... The feelings that you were describing, I would attribute to Ezra in this scene. But I don't think it's so much about getting married. I think it's more about like planning a wedding. And I'm honestly like, is this about the money? Like,
well,
I'm like, I don't know.
Him.
He's stressing out over like choosing all these colors and choosing all these things. Like, but I do think, and they don't address it right now, but it does make sense later. Part of him is thinking, we're going to do all this for A to just come in and fuck it up. Like, we're going to do all of this, plan this amazing wedding. And then A is going to come.
I also think in the back of his mind, he's thinking about his family. And like, because he says, like, we can just avoid the family drama because his family sucks. And if he's getting, but then I'm like, but Ezra, you're the one who like
asked her
you
to marry
you? Got this on this
twice
fast track, you know what I mean?
I like, know that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, very weird like moment from him. And what I think she does have weird feelings about is the idea of eloping. And one of the reasons she should be having weird feelings is because she just told Hannah they were all gonna be there with her. She Arya Montgomery, I'm sorry, as much as like maybe they are gonna elope, maybe that is what she wants, the Arya that we know, the Arya that we've created here on this podcast
would never want to elope.
She's having a wedding with
she's
tons
of
people.
She's going to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and it's going to be a field. And Mountjoy and the Lumineers are going to be there.
Absolutely. Like, she's getting married and having a photographer and having photos and having everybody there. She's doing the daddy-daughter dance. She's
her
going on a bad trip.
Made
she's having bridal showers. Like, she's, yes. She's doing all of it, not because she's like a typical bride, but because she loves to be the center of attention. And we know that. So like, I'm sorry, she's not having a big wedding.
And I'm like, Ezra, don't you know that?
And she's, don't you know who you're marrying? And she's also especially not going to not have this wedding after Hannah just called hers off. The fact that she now knows that Hannah's not having one. Well, now Arya's like, well, now I kind of want one even more. And I'm going to go full throttle and I'm going to do all the things that Hannah would have
done. And I'm going to make sure
I'm
going to make sure Hannah is along forever. That's why she wants Hannah in the wedding. So Hannah has
to be
subject
her in a dress
to everything
that she's going to feel uncomfortable in. But I'm going to be like, well, sorry, I'm a little waif of a girl. It never dawned on me that somebody would not feel comfortable.
I hate the way that Ian Harding says this piece of dialogue. He goes, I'm not talking like Elvis in Vegas. I'm talking a villa. In Tuscany.
I'm ew. Like, dude.
He gives
dude,
me the ick this,
what?
This scene.
I'm sorry. It gives me the huh? Like, what? I never thought this is like something you guys were interested in. Like, it's just so confusing to me. So Hannah's now breaking into Jenna's hotel room.
Oh my god, they're gonna find I just had a brain moment. You know, in the English patient.
These are rare, so let's all pause and
you
listen.
You know in the English patient, the book. Did you read that in high school? There's that place in the thing. It's like, it's this building. It's like covered in like all this, like all these plants, and they describe it as like very beautiful, but it's like this old Italian building.
That's where Arya and Ezra are getting
married.
That's
where they want to get married. And she thinks, she's like, wait, Z.
Wait.
It's just like that book
English
we read.
Vision?
It's just like that
you
book
had us
we read
it in class. I cannot. I am, though, like, I'm sorry. If I am Z, I'm like, we're not getting married in Rosewood, where I was your teacher and everybody knows it. Like, we're not.
We can't walk out.
They're gonna be like, they're gonna have to omit the line that's like, does anybody object? They have to actually take that fully out of the ceremony because everybody stands up and they're like, well, we have a few things to say. Hannah is in the room. She finds a trunk under the bed and she's trying to open it up when somebody else walks in. This is what we were talking about. Caleb, announce yourself. Caleb,
why does he walk in the room like this? He's like tiptoeing.
No, I know. It's really, he like,
and the way, even the way he opens the yeah, that's what I was going to say, the way he does the handle. And I guess it's so, it's supposed to like look like how it looks later and we're supposed to be weirded out, but it's like, Caleb, I don't believe yeah, Caleb weird. Wouldn't be like, hey, Han. Yeah.
And apparently, Ashley hired him to beef up hotel security. So he watched Hannah go in. So I'm also like, you knew no one else was in the room. For a minute, I was like, maybe Jenna's in there. No, you knew. So it's weird.
Also, Ashley, yeah. Did you clear that with Hannah?
Yeah, that's a good question. How did Hannah not know that? So we go back to Aria and Ezra. They're fully looking at flights for like today.
I'm like, this is
at
classic.
Which point Aria gets a plastic water bottle out of the fridge. And
this
I said,
is,
and I know who you are.
This is fucking classic because we have Hannah fully under a bed and on a dirty hotel room floor, doing something for the group. They're in the middle of something crazy, and Aria is looking at flights
to leave the country. Yes. And Aria just is like not sold on this. She's not sold on the elopement. She's like, can we talk about this tomorrow? And that's when Jason texts Aria and asks her to meet up.
And she's like, wait.
Is that why you're not sold?
Z.
She's like, okay, wait. Pause on this.
I'm going for a run. I'm just going to leave this here. And I'm going to go actually have a date. I mean, just like I'm just going to go have coffee with someone.
Actually, I'm just going to go downstairs really quick. I'm just going to run downstairs really fast.
Do you think she did like, here? So she was like, we can only have coffee because if we drink wine.
Exactly. So Emily's working and she's like waiting tables. And we see this $100 bill being held up by somebody. And we see it's Noel Kahn. And he says,
oh, he's such
hi, asshole. Emily. I knew you'd never get out of Rosewood.
And you'd never get out. You should have said that.
God, you know she dreams of making it out. You know that.
That's
we
her
all
one dream.
Know that.
That's her
some
one
people
dream
of making it out. We know it. And like she did get out. She came back. Her dad died. Hey, asshole, her dad died. You know that's not why she's back, but like show some respect.
We go to the brew and Aria and Jason are meeting here, which again I just think is so funny that she's meeting her old flame at again yeah. her fiance's.
It's exactly what we
house.
Said last episode where we're like, where else would Aria be the morning after she says, no, I won't marry you? Well, of course his home. Of course his government address, the place that he lives. And where else would she have a meeting with an old lover? Same exact place.
So Jason is like, man, you look good. And
he's
like,
is there somewhere we can go? I heard there's a loft upstairs. She
Aria's
also
like, hey,
is drinking
focus?
Her coffee. And she's like, but yeah, little focus. She's like putting her hand strategically like so you can like really see the ring. I'm waiting for the close up of the ring, by the way. We haven't gotten one.
I know.
I'm
you
expecting
know
it to be like a piece of twine tied.
It's a tattoo.
You know what I mean? Because they're like, we don't need. Yes.
It's a even twine for the rich. Engagement. And then it's a tattoo once they're married.
Like, it's so Aria to be with someone who gives, like, we don't need money. Like, we could have made it on green glass, but has a trust fund.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
1,000%.
So okay, 1,000%. You're living some people's dream.
And so he's like,
she's
oh, you're
like,
engaged. And he's like, to Liam.
She tells him. He says, you look really pretty or something. She goes, I'm engaged.
I'm engaged.
Okay, he could have a girlfriend. We don't know if he was hitting
he
on
didn't
you.
Push
and he's
the
like,
cups
oh,
off
Liam?
The table and like lean over to like
he
make out with you.
Exactly. He didn't do a Jenna. He didn't put his hands all over your face and then try to kiss you. Yeah. And he's like, to Liam. And this is another funny moment where it's like, yeah, just a reminder, Aria, a week ago you had a serious boyfriend, Liam. She's like, no, actually to Ezra. And he's like, oh, your teach. Okay.
Yeah, right. No, for sure.
Neat. Neat.
And he's like, you haven't. Told or she says you haven't told anybody, right? And he's like, yeah, it can be our secret. And then he starts talking about Allie and Mary Drake, and he's like, she is completely under her spell. And we find out, or I think this is the first the girls are hearing about this aspect of the money stealing.
Yes.
Because we knew about this, but Jason found out like when he went to Ethiopia to do something for the Karasimi group that all the funds had been drained from those accounts too. And
crazy.
That's a bit of a bomb.
Yeah, Elliot took everything. Maybe the craziest thing we're seeing in this episode is Caleb giving Jenna a massage.
Dude, I was like, am I seeing this right?
I literally, am I seeing things? That's how I felt looking at this. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then he's like putting hot stones on her back. And I didn't recognize her because she doesn't have the glasses on and her eyes are closed and she's completely topless. Mm-hmm. So I was like, who's that? And it's Jenna. And he is, you know, of course, giving her a massage. And then he turns up the music and starts going through her purse.
Sorry, don't you know that blind people can hear better? I know Hannah famously thinks like, that blind people can't hear.
Well, that's why I turned up the music. And he's like, good luck getting up. I have hot stones on your back.
I just feel like I would hear that if someone was going through my bag.
It is just so tough, though, because, like, the masseuse in this situation is in such a position of power. Imagine you on the table and you think you hear the masseuse. Now, granted, you could open your eyes, but I have a feeling even if you did open your eyes, you'd say nothing.
No, for sure. But also,
he's like, you can have it.
I know that it's Jenna, so we don't. I'm like, what's mine is yours in this situation.
Yeah, take it. I'd rather not have the conflict, that I will still pay and tip 20%.
I know that we're team Caleb and Hannah, like, this needs to happen. We're supposed to be in support of them. But I am like, this is so scary. The idea of you, especially a blind person, going to get a massage.
I know.
And someone, not a masseuse, having their hands all over your body is so scary.
It's really, we thought the same thing, I think, in one of the earlier seasons. There's a similar kind of scene, but it's A. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just, I can't imagine so anything sinister. More violating. So he steps out. Spencer and Hannah are waiting outside the door. He hands them the key. And Hannah says, clear as day, doors open, we can see Jenna. She goes, you know, you can turn the lights on, she won't know the difference. And it's like, well, now she knows who's here. Now Jenna, again, can hear you.
They have a little bit of a flirty, like, Caleb, like, looks at Hannah. It's giving, like, back in the day when they were together.
Yes, and I'm loving it.
And Spencer doesn't act weird about it.
No, Spencer and Hannah seem totally at peace now. They're like, mm-hmm. The past is the past. They've like totally moved on.
Spencer's like, oh, Spencer, I'm moving on to the next big thing. I'm trying to fuck an effective floozy again.
Oh, Detective Floozy. Tobes. I'm trying to have a threesome with Tobes and Detective Floozy. So Spencer and Hannah go into the lockbox and they find all these papers. Spencer starts taking photos of everything, of course. And then the door opens again, but this time it's a different pair of shoes. It's not Caleb. And I'm just like, this is the hiding spot. The girls put themselves under the bed and this person comes in and reaches under the bed. I'm like, I know you can see them.
Also, I lost my train of thought of what I was going to. Oh, no gloves. That's what I was going to say. Still no gloves. Also,
never.
I'm confused. This is Shower's room. I understand that maybe it's a crime scene.
Jenna's
which
room.
Makes. Oh, okay. Because this whole episode, I was like, how is this room just like still like untouched? I'm confused.
Yeah, but no, but I do think it was in Jenna's room that she died, right? Or does she have a separate room?
I can't remember.
I don't think.
I can't. Really I mean, I'm sure it's a crime scene.
This is Jenna's room. So I feel like, yeah, this must not be the crime scene. This must be Jenna's. I mean, it is Jenna's. Anyway.
So then Noel calls.
The guy, it's Noel Kahn. We didn't say
yes. That. Oh. Well, it's Noel Kahn, guys. Can you believe it? Can you even freaking believe it? It's not Caleb this time. It's Noel. Go for it.
Will you finish up this little scene and then just pause until I'm back? One sec.
Yeah, Caroline can't trust me with more than this.
It'll just be so boring.
Noel Kahn picks up the phone and he like calls for a Dr. Cochran. Kelly. Kelly cameo. And he's like, I'm running out of time. And tell her I'm running out of time and patience. And then he hangs up the phone and he does the scariest things a man can do. So fucking scary. This is why sometimes I struggle with Adam Driver's character in Girls. I don't like the violence that he sometimes has. It's a real scary thing to me about him. But also Noel Kahn, he like kicks this table and like kicks the phone off the table. And he puts the thing back under the bed. And he still doesn't notice the girls, which I just think is unrealistic. I know, no offense, Hannah's breathing out of her mouth. I know that for a fact. No offense. And now we'll wait for Caroline. We're at the Radley Bar. Emily is serving Pam some more birthday drinks. And then Hannah texts Emily about Noel Kahn in the Airstream file, which is important. I didn't make that connection initially when we saw the file. I forgot that Toby had it. So it's they're connecting those dots of Yvonne's in the hospital because someone broke into the Airstream and now this file is in the hands of someone. Yes. Someone sinister.
So then a bachelorette party walks in, but I also was like, is it Pride Month? Is this a Pride party? Because we have all these like rainbow boas. And I was like, I would fucking love it if it was like a Pride party. But it's a bachelorette party.
Well, all the shirts say Bride Pride on it. So it's two brides. But I'm like, man, you guys are going crazy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
I'm like,
that.
they had to make it this for Emily's shift.
Wait, that's so funny. I did not notice that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Done. So Hannah and Caleb are going over all the papers that they found in the lockbox, all the code. And Hannah like puts her hand on one of the papers and he notices she doesn't have a ring on. Oh, what?
The papers, by the way, are like for DNA, Mary Drake's DNA.
Yes. Pam is miserable. They're at dinner. And Emily's like, how was the steak? Like, was it as good as yours? Emily's trying so hard. Pam's like, the steak was okay.
Good, and not great, is what like, she says.
Jesus Christ. I know. And then she, yeah. So then she's basically explains that she feels guilty if she has fun without Wayne. And Emily's like, okay, well, Wayne is dead.
I love that she says dad in the show, but you and me both, I wrote Wayne down also.
Yeah, absolutely. And Emily's like, this is not what Wayne would have wanted. And then we look over and we see Noel is also at the bar and he like gives Emily a cheers.
Hannah texts her again and I'm like, Hannah girl, give it a this nah, is Emily's night off.
It's her mom's freaking birthday. Like, hello.
Why don't you call Aria? Oh wait, she's gonna get a fucking as long as she wants off. Cause I bet you she's a one way ticket.
So we're back to the De Laurentiis dungeon and Mary right away a faux pas. She offers Jason wine. He's
oh my
like,
god, we have the same brain.
I can't believe you don't know that.
We have the same brain. Why? Because I wrote faux pas down as well. As
I didn't write it
to
down.
Describe the
it's
situation.
Just what I said, and that's pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
That's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. Anyway, okay, so Jason invited a friend to dinner. Oh, that friend? Aria. I'm sorry. Aria was so... Aria, this is the ultimate pick-me moment. Aria's like, I was picked for this.
She
nowhere else I'd rather be.
Once again, exactly how Aria enters the Megan Albatross video. She goes... Mm-hmm. She like literally, it's like she was behind a curtain this whole time.
Yeah.
And then
she's
like comes
time
out
for my big reveal.
It.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Allie's like, so mad. And I'm like, you should be pissed.
As you should be. Spencer goes back into Yvonne's hospital room, but Yvonne is up and moving around.
Into the room.
We find out she's got, yes, into the room with no invitation. We find out she's got bruises and a cracked rib. And then Toby comes in. He's like packing her stuff up as Yvonne goes to check out. And Spencer's like, hey, I'm so sorry for like getting in the middle of this, but I do think like you can build Yvonne a house anywhere. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be building this house in Rosewood. You guys should get the fuck out of here.
I am really hoping, and I know that like I don't even know if we get that many details, and I know you were already annoyed that we don't have details about this like enough yet, but like I hope that a woman on the team did the idea of massive Noel Kahn going into the Airstream and cracking one of Yvonne's ribs.
Phoebe, I thought the same thing. I was like
are we saying that a man did this to her?
So dark, and we're all treating this as the like, I'm sorry, even Yvonne, we're all treating this like this is just like you got a little roughed up. Like you were somebody, I can't imagine something more terrifying than somebody breaking into your home that you don't know. Yvonne mm-hmm. does not know no
right.
So even though like he's scary to the people that do know him, but at least there's a sense of familiarity. Like, oh, it's Noel. We kind of know what to expect. She has no clue who he is. He's this huge fucking guy. He probably was wearing like a mask or something. And then to get what he wanted, she's tiny. Like he threw her out. And also just like the idea that he wasn't even scared of like the idea that her fiance is a cop. Like everybody kind of knows that. It's just,
yeah.
It's really frightening. And I'm like, I hope Yvonne is going to get, and just knowing that ultimately Toby's going to be leaving Yvonne. I'm like, after this.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe she breaks up with him. I don't know. But it's really terrible.
Yeah. We go to the Radley again. And this party is getting rowdy. And Pam is literally.
It's been
like,
rowdy.
Pam is like holding her hands over her head. Like she is like.
It's giving.
I'm like low key. Yeah. Emily, send her home. Pam.
Send Emily.
Go home. Have
Emily,
a glass of wine.
Over.
Go to bed.
Pam. Let's get a dessert on the way. Let's get some soft serve on the drive home.
That's what Georgia Connell would
call
want.
It a night. What Georgia Connell would want. It's just that's the move here because this is not, the vibes aren't right. I'm like, how long are you going to subject her to sitting here for the next course? Like, I just don't know.
But we're in
luck. Pam is literally, it's the same energy as Allie holding her breath at the table with her mother. It's the It's that, except for Pam's holding her ears. And it's so funny.
And like, looking Pam, at the bridal party. She's holding her ears literally, and just staring at
like
the
party.
Like,
for someone who cares so much about, like, appearances, and you care so much about, like,
but it's always,
you know,
those
everybody
people. It's
being
always
polite
those people,
and whatever,
though, who will act like this. Not that, I mean, whatever. Pam's fine. But it is, if we didn't like Pam still, like, we didn't, if we still didn't like
her, we would be ripping her apart for this.
Exactly. But the bridal party sends a drink over and says, sorry for the noise. And then Pam
goes, was like, don't drink those. I literally was like, we know.
Well, in the handwriting,
we
looks
know
similar,
the Noel's
yeah.
at the bar. I'm like, if I'm Emily, I'm like knocking the drinks over before my mom
oh,
can drink
oops.
It. Who knew? All Pam needed was a Cosmo to get her in the party.
Literally, Emily, you should have known that. She goes, you know what?
Hello.
I'm going to go thank them. And she goes and sits in the middle of the couch.
I was like, okay, I thought we were thanking them. A quick thank you would have sufficed. No, she wedges her way, scoots her booty into the middle of these people. It's so funny. And she's going to have a blast. So Allie says to Aria, what the hell are you doing here? Oh, my God. And
what
Aria's like, listen.
Been
yes. Aria's like, listen, we all know you've got Stockholm Syndrome. Like, it's clear as day. You want to accept Mary more than you actually should. At which point, Mary brings in beef Wellington, which is allegedly, like, their favorite thing that Jess would make. And it was mm-hmm. her specialty. And Jason explodes.
Because Mary goes, my specialty, beef Wellington. And Jason goes, your specialty? This is my mom's specialty. Yeah. It's like, okay. It's
my mommy's specialty.
I don't know
it's
how
obviously
to.
A family
I know the beef
Hello.
Wellington is, like, an intense thing to make, but it's not the most outlandish thing for to be someone's specialty. And also they were sisters.
Well, and also especially so if you're used to having it and it was your mom's specialty, like for you or me, like I don't think it's anyone we know specialty. So if we were to go somewhere, it would be like, oh wow, you know, but like for it to be something that they're used to having at family dinners and then right. some and then their aunt brings it, it's like I don't think it's that weird. In fact, it might even be meant to be comforting, but Jason sees it as like she's literally trying to like confuse your every one of your senses into believing that she's our mother. Like she just wants you to think this. And Aria touches his hand and says, relax. And Allie sees it. I thought her head was going to pop off her body. Allie's like, you slut.
And we cheered. And Jason freaks out over the beef Wellington, and he's also like, and why are you wearing my mother's necklace? And then Allie again is like coming to her defense. And then this is the way that Mary talks is so fucking funny. And I do just love the idea that Jess D forbade her from coming back to Rosewood.
Yeah.
She forbade
no, it's
it.
So funny.
But there was one time she saw Jason, she says.
And we get this flashback, which is a scene that we've seen before. I remember seeing this. Was this right after the elevator thing? Why is Jason
yeah, I
all
think
beat
so.
Up?
I think so. I think it was right okay. after that. Because remember, he left the hospital.
Yeah, the elevator thing that we never touched on again. We're touching on it now. When he went back to the aunt's house, right? It was Aunt Carol's house.
Yeah, Aunt
house.
Carol's house. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
and
where Charles
Jess was
is
there,
buried.
Like, yes, and Jess was there, like, helping out, whatever, and Mary was inside and, like, looked out the window and saw that, and then Jess goes inside, and Mary had, like, just found out that Cece, that Charles had died, and Jess wouldn't tell Mary what happened, and she says, you gave birth, but he was my son. Don't ever forget that, and don't ever come back here.
Crazy.
And then Mary also mentions that Aunt Carol had a storm cellar that Jess used to spend a lot of time in.
Mm-hmm. And she... By the way, Mary has a cut in this scene where she looks like it's giving Lorelai Gilmore her hair in this scene. It's like
oh,
short.
I literally was like a kind cut of on a, her face somewhere.
No, like a short kind of choppy cut side part.
Yeah. She like kinda, the butterfly cut with a side part.
Yes. Yes. But long. You know? What is the butterfly cut?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
the
yes.
The butterfly cut is. Yeah. It's like that look that everyone's doing right now where it's like super like layered.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's like
know?
That.
But it's like if it were parted on the side, it mm-hmm. would be a little different. So now, okay, Aria, how did you get here? She's now at the Radley and they want to go break into the storm cellar. She came here to get Emily. I'm like, how did you get here?
And
you were
this,
just at the De Laurentiis dungeon.
Again, Aria never changes. She, just like Marnie Michaels, no. has no development ever. She is predictable 100% no. of the time. Because
exactly.
Aria explains what's happening here. And Emily is, like, so happy to see her mom having so much fun. Like, Pam is a hit
Pam
with this
is,
crew.
Like, grooving,
you know that
dancing.
Pam is over there, like, and you know my daughter, the one over there, she's gay.
Yeah.
She is also
100%. Gay. You gotta get her over here with you girls. I'd love for her to meet you. It's also funny because I was like getting sad when she comes back and she's like, oh, I have all these plans with the girls. Me thinking about how drunk they are. I'm like, oh, girl, they're not gonna remember any of this.
Oh my God.
No, I'm choosing to
make those cucumber sandwiches that you like, right?
I'm choosing to live in the reality that those are all gonna happen. Aria is telling Emily about the storm cellar and she's like, so we need to go check it out. And Emily's like, can it wait a second? Like, can we do it
tomorrow?
Emily's
like, perfect. Tomorrow we'll go.
And Aria goes, no, it has to be tonight. We're going to elope.
Because Ezra wants to elope. I wish Emily was like, wait, what about you just told Hannah? No, but she goes, but I could never do that. And she like has the moment looking at Emily where she realizes she could never elope, I guess.
She wants them all there. I could never leave you guys. Yeah. And it's like, right. We know that to actually be a pattern in your behavior that you love leaving them out in the cold.
So Emily's like, we're all going to go tomorrow. We'll just fill you in. You got to do it. And so Aria decides she is going to elope now, I guess.
Indeed. We go to the barn and Toby knocks on the door for Spencer. And he's like, I need to be honest with you.
We are actually back to Hannah and Caleb.
Oh, sorry. I skipped down.
So she tells him that she and Jordan broke up. And she starts talking and she's like, you know, like, it's just so weird, like knowing everything about someone and then they're not in your life anymore. And it's like losing a limb or a part of you. And Caleb says, it'll get better. And she says, I'm not talking about Jordan.
Ah.
And then she goes, are we still friends? And I wanted Caleb to be like, no, we're not friends. And grab her and kiss her.
I know. I was afraid. I was sad we didn't get a kiss in this scene. I was annoyed. We go back to the Radley. Emily is watching Pam still.
It's all good.
Okay. And then
so now you can go, Toby.
Toby knocks on the door for Spencer and he's like, I have to be honest. He is this Noah from the Notebook moment. I didn't start building the house for Yvonne. I started building it for you.
Oh, my God. But he's like, I can't imagine my life without Yvonne. And she has family in Maine. So we're actually going to go up there and start our family there. And I was like, what is he saying? He's like leaving the house for Spencer. I don't know. But he's like, we're going to go there and start our family. And he leaves and Spencer just like breaks down.
And Spencer, like after he leaves, Spencer leans up against the door and says goodbye to herself. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
This is like a second breakup in a way. And Spencer's brain, of course. I know,
totally. When it's almost like this Caleb thing was really just like a placeholder. It feels like, honestly, especially now that she was able to get out of it so fast and just be totally fine, apparently.
Right.
Like,
move right back on
Toby. Yeah.
We go to Aunt Carol's as everybody except
Aria. We're fully in the woods.
Of course.
And I think we just need to say that why are we always there? But we're in the woods. And they've decided that Noel Kahn stole the file from the Airstream and now he's shacking up with Jenna. And Hannah's like putting the flashlight around. She's like, I don't see anything. And Emily grabs her arm, points the flashlight down and goes, cellars are underground, Hannah. She's a little fed up with Hannah.
And Spencer finds it and I'm like, it's clear as day. We didn't know there was a storm cellar, clear. You guys. And then we walk down and I think
no hesitation.
Spencer goes, dark much?
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's out
if
of character.
If it's me, I'm like, I'm not.
I'm going to stand up here.
Clear the place out first. I'll be up here. I'm actually going to sit on the steps. So I'm not fully out of it, but I'm also not fully in it because I don't want to be down there or up here alone. Like, it just seems horrible. But they go down. They're not scared of anything. And they find this file cabinet called Leeds. And there's a folder on all of them except Aria.
I'm like, of course.
Of course.
Or of course. Right now, Aria's... Someone goes... I think someone says, did someone take it? And someone else goes... But why?
No, but it was Hannah, but why? But also, I'm like, you just know. It's so, like, Jason's like, yeah, there's this file cabinet down in my Aunt Carol's storm cellar with all these files. And there's one of you, too. And Ari's like, could you actually get mine? No, you can leave the other girls. That's fine. But I don't want mine in there. I don't want my personal information in there. And, like, that, like, I know that's not what happened, but just imagine.
Literally.
They also learn that Jess was in charge of Mary's care and she authorized electroshock therapy, which is like kind of a stunning moment for Allison to hear that her mother would like.
Because
do
Hannah
that,
goes, wasn't
literally torture.
Hannah goes, back then, wasn't that considered torture? I'm like, and now and always.
And today and always. It was never not torture and never will not be torture. Yeah, like it's horrible. So then Emily finds out that Mary also had a second child because it says something about like a birth, but it says there were no complications from like the previous child. So it insinuates this is a second one and this child would now be their age.
Hannah's like, oh, great. Allie is another fucking cousin. who could come out of the woodworks to do some shit to us. Perfect, Allie. Awesome.
Like, I love that you befriended me. I love that you told me in the cafeteria in seventh grade to go ask Sean Acker to the dance. Thanks. Super happy to be here.
Somewhere Aria's like, you know what? I think we made the right choice. Not going with the girls and just getting out of town. Like, and I think we made the right choice.
Hey, Z, let's make those one-way tickets.
Yeah, we see her tuck in her file and her pack and her in the suitcase. She's like,
it's her honeymoon reading.
She gets out. We never see Aria again. That's the end of Aria's story with the show.
That's kind of how it felt watching Girls, by the way. I'm like, we never see these girls again.
No, Phoebe, we got to talk about the end of Girls. I know it's not for right now, but like,
I was like,
and I love that I kept being like, I can't say shit to her. Like, I know she knows Hannah's pregnant, but I can't say a word about this because I want her to think. Because you're like, surely she's
the whole time you're just like, waiting for her to make a decision not to keep it.
Of course, she's going to give it up for adoption. She's going to get an abortion, like something. You just certainly, you don't ever think for a second.
No.
That she would have this child and keep it.
Unreal.
I know.
So
it's the worst. It's the worst.
We go back to Ezra's loft and they're getting ready to pack and go. And she goes,
girl, Z, you already have your wedding dress?
She made it. She's been making it since she was 12.
Probably. You're right.
She goes, not be checking the wedding dress. It was kind of made for Twinkle Lights.
It's delicate and airy and you'll thank me later.
And I'm okay. Don't worry, I'm gonna wear heavy makeup to weigh it down.
Weigh it down. When I thought that they were eloping, I was like, surely she's just wearing like a little short white dress, like, or she's gonna get a dress in Italy. I did not think she would be bringing a tailored massive wedding dress. I just did not think.
I'm like, okay, you were busy
those
today.
Moves yet.
You were busy today and you had dinner with Jason.
Yes. So as they're going to leave, detectives show up at Ezra's door with the FBI and they say, you were involved with Nicole Gordon, right? And he's like, yeah. And they say, we have reason to believe that she may be alive. You know, Aria just pooped her pants.
Aria's
like,
pissed.
Fuck. And I'm like, Ezra asks one question and then he finds out she deleted a call. Aria, we could have told you not to do that.
Yeah. And Emily, I love you, girl, but I'm not forgetting that you encouraged that.
No, and this is going to throw some wrenches in your elopement, Aria. I really do think.
I think we're down at the cellar.
I really
think
it's a bad time to be leaving the country.
And they're looking at all these pictures that are on the wall of like the years where Allie was missing. And Hannah looks at one particular picture of her and she goes, damn, my hair looked good.
Obsessed. Good for you. That's really important.
We realize that Jess was looking for Allie. And Allie's like having this moment of like, but my last memory was her burying me alive, and so like she knew I got out and never stopped searching. And I'm like, she's saying it in a way of like how sweet, she never stopped looking.
I know,
but I'm like, but she wants regular family love so badly that she's like, it's crazy that my last memory is her doing this terrible thing, but like look at all these amazing things that she did.
I'm like, what, electroshock therapy on your aunt? Like, I mean, again, obviously the aunt, I don't know, we don't know what we don't know, but I don't know. Jess gives me some pause. So the car alarm starts going off. Classic Pretty Little Liars moment. The girls run out and all of the doors in the car are fucking open.
Spencer's upgraded to a Mercedes-Benz.
Okay, work.
The RAV4 is gone.
Okay, work, Diva. Company car. She's like, no one has the keys. They don't know where the keys are. So they're like, we have to get in the car. We all need to shut the doors. If we do that, then the beeping will stop. So they all get in the car, shut the doors. Doors immediately lock.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Great.
They're freaking out. And then this fucking alarm, there's, like, on the, like, where the car play is, the screen of the car, it starts counting down from 20. Mm. And obviously, the girls all believe there's a bomb in the car. It's exactly what I would believe, too. Fucking horrifying.
Emily can't believe there's no tools in the car.
She's like, I'm not good at car maintenance.
I'm like, why did we have to make Emily say that line?
Kind of a shock. She's like, I'm not dating Toby anymore. Yeah, why did we have to make Emily do that? She's like, I'm not dating Toby anymore. I'm not great with car maintenance. He took care of this stuff for me. Anyway. So then they're all in there. The alarm goes off. And or they get a text that says, if you find out who I am before I find out who killed Charlotte, you die.
It like comes off. It's like on the car play. Because nothing happens when the thing happens. And then that
and they're all like, emerges. What the fuck?
Imagine the fear in your body thinking that you're truly about to blow up.
I know. Like, I don't know how they, like, I would have died from, like, panic. Then the storm cellar blows up. So, like, thank God they weren't in there, and thank God it's not their car. But there goes all that evidence. And then we see, and it's such a good, this is such a good callback. Mm-hmm. This is, I love this moment because I'm guessing it's Noel Kahn.
And it's such a classic Pretty Little Liars moment.
It is so classic.
I just wish Arya were there to see it. Well, actually, I don't, because you know, Arya would be like, my old flame.
She just would have made it annoying. But I like that we get Hannah's face in the foreground. In the back, you just see A writing,
oh, it's so
I
good.
See you in the back of the car window, which if you'll remember, where Noel spies Arya and Ezra making out in the car. I'm at Camp Mona.
Crazy.
Such a good fucking episode. I fucking love the Camp Mona episode.
It's
right
so
after
fun.
Mona hits Hannah, or right before Mona hits
Wild.
Hannah with her car.
So crazy.
I'm sorry, that episode is so good.
Oh, it's amazing.
The blowouts. Everything. I also that makes me think, though, it makes me think of the bracelets that Allie gave everybody, which I do just want to say, like, you know, when Spencer gave out those name necklaces in the beginning
Allie
of the episode,
like,
Allie's like, hey, so I tried this,
didn't work.
I tried this, didn't go so well, Spence. Yeah, so but be creative for once in your life.
We go to our A scene, and it's the bunch of boxes and all this stuff. It's similar to like what we saw last time, and then A pours themselves some scotch and sets Arya's file down. Oh, great. Arya's going to love
the
this.
Arya and the Noel file.
Arya is going to
this
love
must
this.
Really be when, this must really be when the, like, Arya is A theories were going crazy.
Yeah.
And she's not with the girls.
That,
you know,
and also,
I mean?
But it was, like, the whole show people were, I think once Mona, once we started thinking there were other A's, everybody wanted it to be Arya so badly.
Yeah, I never looked at it through that lens, but like in this episode especially, I'm like, her showing up, her like at the house, and it's like with Mary, and then
her not wanting
being
to
there,
be at the storm
file
cellar,
not being there,
and then
exactly.
It blowing up and everything,
her file not being in there, and then this A scene, like it being her file, like I just think it's,
but
they burn
the
Noel
and
one, not
the
Arya
and the
one.
Fact that Arya and Noel had their like their relationship at one point. All this stuff.
Yes.
But they also,
like, there's a lot.
This is so classic Pretty Little Liars. They strike the match on the side of like one of the like casts, like
the
one
masks.
Of the molds of
wait,
the
wait, this was hilarious. Did you see where the matches were?
They were in like a doll
they
head.
In a doll head. A doll head that like they carved a little like
crazy
hole in the side of the face, not even like the bottom side of the face, and all the matches are in there, and then they flick the match on the like mask that they're building.
You know how I feel about matches. I can never make them work
file.
For me.
Yeah, we gotta work on that for you. Because they're very in right now, you
well,
know?
I have them. I just
all right,
don't
guys.
Use them.
I know. Well, we need to make you figure out how to use them so that you can like them more because they're very in and I want you to be trendy and hip. That's what big sisters are for. Anyway.
I'm giving Countess Luann the way that...
I'm your sister.
You see my
that's
hat?
What I do.
The way that it's covering one of my eyes. It's kind of giving Countess Luann.
It kind of is. Did you see the photos of her teasing her engagement?
Oh, my God, no.
Did you see them?
No.
Oh, my God, Phoebe. They are the most staged photos. Before we close, they're the most staged photos you've ever seen. It's Luann sitting on like a Vespa.
Oh my
okay?
God. Oh my God.
A Vespa, no helmet or anything. And she's holding the Vespa like rear view mirror with her left hand. And with the other hand, she's reapplying her lipstick so that her hand is perfectly and people are taking pictures. Then she gets up. She's got a like wicker bag full of flowers and she's like walking around. I'm like, these. And they're like, Luann is spotted with an engagement ring. I'm like, oh, my God, no way. Luann is going to be so mad when she sees these pictures. Like, it's so
they're
fucking
being sent
funny. They
from the Countess Luann Instagram page.
Literally. She's like set up a tripod and a timer. And
I love that
she's them.
Still
so
Countess
funny.
Luann, even though she's fully not in that. She's not like a. Do you stay a countess through divorce?
It's more of a feeling.
That's true. It's
feeling.
A state of mind.
It's a state of mind. And that's that on that. And now we've said it.
And that's
I know
the
app. Said it.
Oh,
okay,
I
guys.
Have my recap. Or my synopsis.
Oh, yes, you do.
And I took pictures of it.
Your synopsis. Remember that?
Oh, I never forget. Emily. Oh, my God. I read this and I actually wanted to die.
Oh, my God.
First of all, the episode is called X's and OMGs.
X's and OMGs.
Emily pursues a position.
Guys, I can't really sing this week.
Caroline,
sorry.
Strap in. You're going to hate this.
Okay.
Emily pursues a position as the Rosewood High School swim coach. Also, by the way, it looks like that
she has a job. Why does she need
it's
this?
It's a capital I in high school on this on HBO Max. Anyway.
Okay.
Emily, let me okay, for the last time. Emily pursues Straight a position idea. As the Rosewood High School swim coach, only to learn that her ex-girlfriend Paige is also up for the job.
No fucking. Okay. They're like, call back. We're going to have Noel writing ICU. We're going to get Paige in here. They're going to be competing for something on the Sharks.
Hannah is visited by Mrs. Grunwald after she has a vision that the PLLs are in danger.
No, they're literally like, we have to tie up everything. That's crazy. That's it?
That's it. But can you believe?
Wow.
Pigskin's back.
No. Great. Awesome. I really missed her. Actually, I was thinking about her the other day, the real life one, and I was like talking to someone about it, and I was like, she's been pretty quiet. Guess I ended her.
Because me and Caroline have that power. We talked about the fact.
Guess I ended her.
Even though Caroline was mad at me when I said this on the podcast last week, not mad at me for saying it. She was mad at me when I said it, so I don't think it really got the air that it needed. But we can end careers and we can make them because, like we said last week, Lena Dunham is employed ever since we started watching Girls.
No, completely. It's so true. Thank you for saying it again. It is so true. Like, we are culture makers and queen makers. We just are.
Yeah. I mean,
sorry.
When we win
sorry
a culture,
we are. And if
we'll
you haven't watched Girls yet, how are you even enjoying this podcast? Oh my God, I can't wait for that day. All right, guys. So thank you so much for listening. Sorry that I'm a little under the weather and sound a little not as good as I normally sound, like music to your ears. It's a little diff this week. Make sure you leave us a 5-star rating if you really love us, okay? We love you and we want you to love us back. So please leave us a rating. It would mean the world, especially on Apple Podcasts, because you could like write a few little lines and be like, oh my God, this is why I love them. And then it's really good for us, for our ego. So if you could do that, that would be great. And then make sure you're following us on social media. On TikTok, we are at The Pretty Little Podcast, all normal. And on Instagram, we're at The Pretty Little Podcast. But the O in podcast is a 0. So it's a little bit different, okay? Follow us both of those places. Make sure you're subscribed. All that good stuff. Tell everybody you know about us. And we will see you next week.
And
splat. Kill them all.